Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We've all done it. We're sitting in our car. Song comes on. We sort of know the song. And you start making up your own lyrics because that's what you hear in your own head. Most of the time we're wrong.
Right.
That's not the actual lyric.
No.
So we found a list on BuzzFeed of the song lyrics everyone misheard last year.
Okay.
These are some of them. We'll have the whole list up at KidNation.com if you want to check it out.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
But Ed Sheeran had a pretty good year last year.
Oh,
had
yes.
A couple songs out. My favorite one that he had.
Whoa.
Don't was one of them. That one was one of them. Sing.
Did you get what I was doing?
Yeah.
No, I was so off. Sing.
Sing. And he also had which was my favorite, Thinking Out Loud. And that's where
that
people.
That's the slow one.
That's the slow one. That's the one he sang at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Mm-hmm.
And here, well, I'll play it. I'll tell you the misheard lyric.
That was misheard. He's
saying, take me into your lemon arms here.
And I just want to tell you I am.
Here we go.
So, honey, now.
Here you go.
Take me into your loving arms.
Take me into your lemon arms.
No.
That's not what he's saying.
Your lemon arms?
What are lemon arms? He is saying, take me into your loving arms.
Yeah, okay.
Because lemon arms would be very sour, and they would sting if you shave your armpits.
He was saying lemon arms.
Some people thought that was one of them.
I don't know about that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Lemon arms.
Now, this one, our boss actually came up to me, and he goes, what is Taylor Swift singing about?
Now, this is true. I thought the same thing.
Okay. Blank space.
I did too.
Let me hear.
We'll play. Here you go.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. If the high
right
was
here.
Worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers.
Everybody's going.
A lot of Starbucks lovers.
Taylor Swift is hooking up at Starbucks.
Got a lot of Starbucks
there's
lovers.
A barista.
You got a lot of Starbucks lovers.
Yeah.
No. What she's actually saying.
Hear the right words and watch her sing it in the video, you're like, oh, she's not saying Starbucks.
She's not saying got a lot of Starbucks lovers. She's saying got a long list of ex-lovers. Because she has dated quite a bit of people. That's one I didn't hear. I didn't get the Starbucks one.
Starbucks. I did. I admit it.
Now that you know, Al, hear it again.
So it's going to be forever. Starbucks lovers.
Yeah. That could work like that.
It definitely could work.
I would love to have a Starbucks lover so I wouldn't have to wait in that long.
Well, there is.
Oh my gosh.
There is a type of guy that is a Starbucks lover. Yeah. That describes a guy. You say, oh, he's a Starbucks lover. That tells you a lot about a person.
Yeah.
He's, you know, just that one little thing.
I think what helps that lyric be misheard is that she says, and I'll write your name at the end.
Yeah,
and that's what they do on the cup.
They always do.
Is she going, got a blank space, baby?
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. Why is she doing that? Why does she do
that? She's on a horse, Kelly.
Yeah.
That's what you
said. I'll write your name.
Now,
maybe she just has a tick.
The song was a joke.
Why is she going?
It's a joke.
She's on a horse, Kelly.
It's funny.
Why is the click in your cheek
she's
funny?
Crazy.
Maybe it's just a tick.
Because she's crazy. Yeah,
I'll write your name. Yeah.
She's winking. You can't wink on a song, so she's.
And she's also doing finger pictures.
Is that a verbal wink?
Yeah, it's a verbal wink, isn't it?
I don't know.
When you want to wink at somebody, but they can't see you, let you know.
Hey, Kelly, come here.
Oh, see? That's a wink.
Kelly.
Don't tell me.
You're making me turn my head. Why do I have to turn my head?
Because she's winking
hey,
at
JC.
You verbally.
JC.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
No, I like the, turns I like me on. The purr.
I don't need a chick in me.
Oh, yeah, I can't do it.
Hey.
Now, how about that Bang Bang song? Jesse J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj. This
wrong?
One I definitely thought they were saying.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Okay.
Can we do it that way first?
Bang, bang, into the womb.
Room,
right?
I heard womb.
Into the womb.
Bang, bang, really? Into the womb.
Well, that's what happens.
Yeah. The actual lyric is bang, bang, into the room.
Okay, yeah.
They go bang, bang, into a room. I don't even know what they're singing about.
Walk in, bang, bang.
Here
bang,
I am.
Bang, bang, into the womb. Right. We're doing top misheard lyrics of 2014 with your favorite songs.
I think this is JC working out.
Yeah.
His
I get
issues.
The Starbucks.
I'm with you on Starbucks all day.
Me too.
Maybe you're with me on this one from Iggy Azalea.
Okay, it's not into a womb.
The Australian rapper.
All right. Okay, let me hear it and see if I...
Fancy.
Fancy, okay.
She must go to England a lot.
Can you taste the scone?
I'm so fancy. Can you taste the scones? That's what I thought she would say.
Yeah.
Go on. Because British people at high tea eat scones.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
It would make sense. She's saying, can you taste this gold?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want me tasting no gold. I want to taste the scone.
I always thought she was saying something disco.
Oh, disco. That would have been a good one, too. Nope. She's saying, can you taste this gold? By the way, she won a People's Choice Award last night.
Mm.
Best female rapper.
Tastiest gold.
Or best rapper.
So the people chose.
The people chose Iggy Azalea.
All right.
Who will not freestyle. So if you get her on your radio show, don't try to make her freestyle.
Well, just, you know what? So an actor memorizes a bunch of lines and does a movie, and then he gets up, you know, say, act for me. Go.
Everybody
I mean,
came for some
time to a monologue.
I don't think it's
this
like
is different
a required.
Though.
This is hip hop.
It was a show that is what is done.
Yeah.
Somebody should have done due diligence, and she should have.
That's
never
like
been
going
a
on. You know, that's like going on another. You know, a radio show where they're known to probe about. You know, your past and like,
right.
You know, things people
that's how you
hooked
do
up
it.
With.
Somebody
and
should have done
silent.
Due diligence.
You can't
and
go on.
Not
yeah.
let her do that show then if she's not good at freestyling. That's all I have to say about that.
True that.
Sarah, you misheard a Taylor Swift lyric.
Yes.
Which one was it?
I thought she said, got a lonely cervix lover.
Cervix?
That would be very out there for her.
Got a lonely cervix lover? Hold on, let me hear it. Got a lonely cervix lover.
Taylor, sing it. So we can hear it.
You sing, you say, listen to this, and then you sing over it.
She's about to come in here again. Here you go. We'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. Or with a nasty scar. Got a lonely cervix lover. Yeah, I can hear that one right there.
I can see that.
Got a lonely cervix lover.
Okay, we don't need to repeat that anymore.
What? It's science.
Because everybody's asking their mom right now in the car.
You learned that in like fourth grade.
The click. People are writing about the click. And we actually have a caller, but I was saying we've been getting tweets about the click.
The click?
That we were just talking about, that she does and the reason she does it. People, thank you, because I'm getting tweets right now. Let's take the call on it.
Okay. Gail, what is the, it's not an audible wink?
No, it's not a. It's the click of a pen.
Oh.
What I'm thinking. I always think of the click of a pen because she says that it's she'll write your name.
Yeah.
So it's the click of a pen.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Wink.
Is that what you think, or is that what Taylor said?
No. That's what I think.
That's your interpretation.
But
I just don't get
multiple people. I'm getting it.
The click
of
a pen.
Comment on Instagram.
She's gonna write the name.
On Twitter. Yeah.
Oh, see, why didn't I think of that? Thanks, Gail.
That makes more sense. Yeah.
But when I say I'm gonna write something down, I don't feel the need to make a sound effect for it.
Well, no, she didn't make the sound effect. Maybe the pen is actually.
No, that's
making
her mouth.
Oh, it is? Are you for sure?
No.
See, you don't know.
But it sounds like her mouth.
She went pew pew.
Pew pew. See,
because
she's supposed to be crazy.
Finger lasers.
Pew pew.
Let's
or
go
like
back.
I'm here.
Let's go back to Taylor Swift and Shake It Off. Right here. I heard, and the baker's gonna bake.
The baker's gonna bake?
Yeah. She's actually saying, and the faker's gonna fake. Let's hear it again. It's after this one. Right here.
Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah? I can see that.
Baker's gonna bake. Nope. Baker's gonna fake.
Shut up. Sometimes you have to
don't hate on how my brain's here.
Sometimes you have to wonder in your head, does that make sense for her to be saying
I'm
that?
Trying.
I must have this wrong.
I'm going a little delirious right now on these Taylor Swift songs.
She's talking about shaking it off, but
bake is gonna bake.
Yeah, you gotta. It's almost like when you take the SAT and there's all those, you know, you gotta kind of do process of elimination.
Right.
Yeah.
The song's about haters, so is it really about bakers?
Right.
Or fakers?
Well, sometimes you want to think about everybody.
Oh, is baking another code for smoking marijuana?
Yeah.
Edibles, Kelly.
Half baked.
Is it?
Edibles.
So if you're a pothead, you're going to
bake,
right?
Bake,
maybe?
That is absolutely right, I think.
Baked.
Yeah, baked.
I was just trying to help out.
Well, you know. Thank you, K-Fed. Now we're going to move on to Iggy Azalea again.
Oh, my God.
Her accent, I think, is the problem here.
He toggles back and forth between Taylor and Iggy.
With all two people.
She's singing, the song is called Black Widow.
Oh, I like this one.
But when they go into the chorus. I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you. Right here. A lot of people heard like a black widow baby.
Yeah,
like a little baby.
A widow baby.
Like a black widow baby. Oh,
that's kind of mean, though.
Widow baby.
Well, why are you loving someone like why does it have to be a black
widow
baby?
Because Elmer Fudd.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
Come on.
I just want to eat the widow baby.
Like she's Elmer Fudd or something.
Baby.
Yeah. Look at the she's related to Elmer Fudd.
Widow baby.
I'm going to love you like a black widow baby.
Oh, that's so cute.
Let's move on to the two favorite ones from BuzzFeed.com. And
Kelly, personally, I liked your rendition of Pug Widow that you did for
Pug
me.
Widow?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to hump you like a Pug Widow.
That was a hard note to hit, baby. I had newfound respect for Rita Ora after that.
Yeah, right.
Katy Perry had that song, Birthday.
Yeah.
Let's hear the lyrics. Now, this one was not one that I heard, Kelly, so don't get mad at me for what people heard. At the beginning right there, she says, I'll give you a taste. I don't even know if I could say that. You say it out.
No, if it's dirty, don't.
Don't give it to
if
Al.
If it's dirty, don't. He doesn't have any discernment.
I don't want to get in trouble.
It's early.
It's at the bottom.
Al, it's early.
No, it's not bad. The actual... Oh.
Okay, don't.
Oh, that one.
If it's dirty, don't. Seriously.
All right, go. Make you lick your...
No.
What?
It's bad.
Am I the only one that has common sense up in here?
I didn't say it.
But it's the most misheard lyric.
Okay,
but she's actually saying...
Stop talking about it. Online.
It said, I'll give you a taste, make it like your birthday every day.
Okay,
but
great.
But instead, she thought...
Smut rat.
There you go.
What?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
And the most misheard lyric, according to us, from BuzzFeed.
It rhymes with smut rat.
Smut rat.
I don't know. It comes from Ariana Grande's song.
Smut rack.
I have no idea. Honestly, I'm not even trying to be funny. I don't know what you're trying to rhyme.
And I just love that it sounds like that's what you chose.
Smut rack.
Let me see the butt, dude.
Y'all need to move on.
It's just smut rack.
Okay, stop.
God.
I love that it sounds like, and that's what Al chooses, because that sounds so wrong, too.
Okay, let's go to Ariana Grande's Break Free. Did you hear it?
No.
The thought of your body, I came alive?
No! Well, that's
hold
not
me,
what
let me hear.
Said. Let's
is
hear
that
it
not
again.
The actual lyric?
What?
All right, ready? Thought of your body, I came. People heard.
What? Oh.
The F word Kelly doesn't like. A fart on your body, I came alive. That's what people heard, Kelly. That's what the people heard. That's what the people heard.
Why would anybody write that down and sing it?
They wrote down smut, right?
I mean, you gotta use some common sense.
I told you, Ariana Grande is trying to be edgy, Kelly.
All right.
I'm just laughing at Al.
Y'all lost, Kelly.
Al and whatever. Smut rat. I don't know what that means.
How do y'all not know what rhyme was?
Stop it. We've got more important and hopefully helpful things to get to this morning.
What's like, that, Ariana?
Thought about it.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
Jerry Springer. He's going to be joining the show tomorrow in studio at this time.
At the same time, right?
Yeah. Why is he going to be here? Because Big Al Mack invited him out.
Invited him. It's my new bestie. Me and Jerry Springer hanging out now.
Today,
he's going to be on the show this time tomorrow.
Yeah.
This afternoon.
You're hanging out with him this afternoon because?
I'm hanging out with him this afternoon because he's singing Elvis song. Today is Elvis Presley's birthday.
Yeah, he would have been 80 today.
And yeah, he would have been 80 years old today. And Jerry Springer is a huge Elvis fan. And he actually sings a couple of Elvis songs.
He's
so,
a great Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
He can really sing just like him.
Yeah.
He really is. So I called him up and I invited him to come back. He did this last year on Elvis's birthday as well. Big crowd, and he came out and sang some Elvis songs, so he's going to do it again tonight at my bar. So the local ABC affiliate here got wind of this, and they said, hey, can you and Jerry come down and come to the news studio and be on the news? We're going to interview you today.
I love Al on the news. I love you on the news.
Apparently Jerry Springer has not seen past interviews with me on the news, so he agreed. And so we're going to be on the news today at 4:30 or something.
We got to record
that. Oh, we're still recording.
Wow, well, he's a pro. So
I know.
Situation.
You know,
you know he's really great at speaking, so just let him kind of dictate how it goes.
Such a nice dude. And one of the greatest things I remember about Jerry Springer was when he came here for the first time, he just walked up and rang the doorbell.
Yeah,
he didn't have a big entourage, no big crew with him. He rented a car at the airport and just came and knocked on the door and walked in the studio.
There you go.
I think he flew his private plane down.
Well,
had a car. Yeah.
Can't hate on the man for having a plane.
I don't at all. I think it's awesome. Yeah. He just hops on his plane.
Anyways, Jerry Springer in studio tomorrow morning because he's hanging out with Big Al Mac. But let's find out if you will be getting pregnant this year.
I wanted babies.
Say what?
I don't know what kind of research this is because it's funny. First thing I saw when I turned on my internet this morning. You know, my personal
You turned
internet.
On your internet.
Hold on.
I turned it on.
I'm sorry, did you dial up your internet maybe?
No, I just turned it on.
Okay.
It's the top 15 names of women, hopefully fully grown women, who will get pregnant in 2015.
Okay.
Let's just start at 15 and work our way down to number one.
Oh, wow.
So if your name this, you're probably going to get pregnant this year.
Your name is Taylor.
Taylor.
Oh.
Number 15 on the list. You're going to get pregnant this year, girl.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Number 14 is Kim.
All right.
13, Brittany.
Oh, wow. Brittany's.
My friend Kim got pregnant.
Like in the last day or two?
This year?
This is interesting to those of us. Well, no, this isn't. Okay. Lindsay is number 12 on the list.
Ooh.
Oh, we know Lindsay.
We do know some Lindsay.
Yeah.
Number 11 is Nicole.
Okay.
Getting pregnant.
Okay.
Number 10 is Katie. Number 9, Kendall.
These are the names of the women that will be pregnant in 2015.
Hold on. Kendall, likely. Kendall Jenner will be pregnant this year.
Number 8, Amber.
Nice.
7, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
All the A names. 6, Ashley.
Mm. So they take really it right in the middle. Common names, so they're just kinda...
These are the women. Jenna, this
you're playing
is
odds
science.
Here.
Science. This is science.
Don't argue with science.
Number 5 on the list, Jennifer or variations such as Jenny or Jen.
Maybe Jennifer
you
Aniston.
Are
Jenna.
Going to be have your womb filled in 2015. Christina's number 4 on the list. Number 3 is Heidi. I only know one or two Heidis. That's really a common name.
Heidi Montag.
So if your name
remember
is
her?
Heidi.
I don't know any Heidi.
And you're number 3 on the list? Number 2 is Lauren. Lauren's going to get pregnant, but the number one name for women who will get pregnant in 2015?
Yeah?
Shannon.
No way!
Yes. Shannon! Good news!
Shannon?
Were you planning on that, Shannon?
Yes, Shannon.
Protect yourself if that's not what you want.
Good news, Shannon. You're going to have a baby.
The thing is,
that's so exciting.
Shannon has to, you know, just because of lifestyle, you have to put a lot more work into getting pregnant, right?
But you never know.
No, yeah. You never know.
You know,
have
scientists are finding things out all the time.
So
a couple
funny.
Of drinks,
that
night out
there's new ways
Sue
to
Ellen's.
Do stuff.
Is that your heart's desire to have a baby, Shannon?
You know?
Do you want a baby, Shannon? Do we need to find
a
baby?
I would love Daddy? A baby, but I don't want to be pregnant.
Okay, there you go.
I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to stay up all night with it.
So you don't want anything to do with
it. Well, I mean, I would love to love a child. I just don't want all
don't
the responsibilities that come with that.
Oh, you are.
So you
young
be,
part of it.
You want to be like a babysitter.
Yeah. You want to be an aunt.
You want to give it back.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got that covered.
It's a lot of work.
So my sister had a baby.
That's
and
right.
I got to love. He threw up down my chest many a times.
Aww,
he pooped up his back
sweet.
A lot.
Okay.
So I got that covered, and that's it. So yay!
You met him for the first time over the holiday, right?
Yeah, I did.
In Hawaii.
Yeah, that's a long way to go, right?
It was
but
a
worth
long,
it.
Long way to go, but it was very worth it.
But
so.
you yourself, you're not planning on having a baby.
Not planning
well,
on
too
it,
bad.
But
science says
Murphy's Law.
Oh.
If it can happen, it will happen. So
no, I think Murphy's Law is whatever can go wrong will go wrong. I have to tell you your own law.
Shannon,
is
if you're
right?
going to know if you're going to know any law,
it's
you
Murphy's
should know Murphy's law.
I thought
your
that
name
it was
is,
if it can happen, it will happen.
No, your name is Shannon Murphy. You need to know your own law.
Yeah.
It's
Yay.
Whatever can go wrong, will go wrong.
Oh, you know Murphy's law.
You know Murphy's
equals
law.
MC squared.
Easy come, easy go.
It's not bad. You've been living your life by the wrong motto.
It's not like big things in motion will stay in motion.
Let's move on to marriage things.
Yes, let's get
bird
to
in the hand,
Shannon,
work two in the bush.
Take the spotlight off of Shannon for a minute. A lot of people, you know, they have a marriage and they want their marriage to last. The divorce rate, isn't it even higher than 50% right now?
I think so.
But apparently there's 10 things that you should put on your marriage bucket list. They say that will increase your chances of having a successful marriage, all right?
Okay, I'm going to check them off here.
I don't know. Go to therapy. That's
one
of
them. We've done that.
They say it needs to be a therapist because there's a lot of things that you probably just let sit there quietly. You don't talk about it, And then one day you have this huge explosion when you could have addressed this in therapy in front of a neutral party.
Well, bartender therapy, or you mean therapy? Like, you
therapy.
Know, some
like you go to a therapist.
I mean, bartender?
Some
people, are you kidding me?
That could be a therapist.
No, they're not.
No, a
they're
paid
not trained.
Professional.
And when we did that, I found out that a lot of the problems I had were because of me, because of things I was holding back.
Yeah.
And then you take it out on your significant other, which is the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, because you feel like there's nobody else you can take it out on. My spouse won't leave me. They love me. But you end up taking it out enough, they're going to leave.
Yeah.
So therapy, they say it's very healthy for couples.
Okay.
Even if you're in a healthy relationship, it wouldn't hurt to do a tune-up, I would
just
think.
Just real quick.
Maybe, you know what? Things are great. Let's just, I don't know. How do you approach that? Things are so great. Let's go to therapy. I don't know how that would work.
Well, we ended up going together, and then the therapist said, maybe I just need to see JC. So then it turned into that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kenzie, you're excused.
Yeah.
JC,
Kenzie, you're perfect.
I'm going to need you to stay after class.
I need you to come in once a week.
Yeah.
Number two on this list, I don't know how I feel about this one. Be noisy enough for the neighbors to hear, and I'll just leave it for that. I guess having this, like, reputation in the neighborhood for being that couple helps your marriage. I don't see how that would work.
Slightly
I think
embarrassing.
It says something about
being
maybe it's more about no. I think it's probably more just about passion.
Do you know
what I mean? Like, because if you're
thank you.
All right. Well, they also suggest locking yourselves up, not in the 50 Shades of Grey way, but they're saying just like maybe the two of you take a weekend and you just stay home, locked up, order in pizza, watch Netflix or whatever together, and just really just be just the two of you and no outside distractions. That would be healthy
for your
relationship.
No cell phone, no internet.
Definitely no cell phone.
Maybe you could do like, let's grant ourselves 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the late afternoon just to check social media and make sure there's no emergencies.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's what my girlfriend was for Christmas. I'm like, oh.
They say if you really want to feel connected to your spouse, have secret signals. Isn't that kind of fun? Like if you're at a party or something,
I like
there's
that.
A certain little connection between just the two of you, whatever it is, like you kind of scratch the right side of your nose means you're ready to go home, or little flirtations or little code words that are only between the two of you. That solidifies your bond as a couple.
Okay. Who was a basketball player that used to do that when he was shooting free throws?
He'd always wave to his wife or something.
Kiss her or something, blow a kiss.
And everybody made fun of him for it, but they were a happily married couple and he didn't cheat.
I like that.
Here's the one that I have a little bit of a problem with, and I'll give you a recent example. Number five on the list is take separate vacations. Nicholas Sparks, the romance novelist who wrote
The Notebook. Lots of,
Well, you know, he was the epitome of romance. All he did was write like 17 romance novels, and they would always look to him because he's in a marriage.
Right.
What is some of your advice? And one of his advice, pieces of advice was to take separate vacations.
Yeah, but what just
and
happened with him?
Yesterday, we heard they just announced they're getting divorced after 25 years of marriage. I guess it depends on your adventuresome spirit or something.
And how much vacation time you have, because I think that's what's difficult is, you know.
And what are you doing on that vacation?
Right. Like, yeah, you should go out of town with your girlfriends occasionally on a weekend.
There's the thing. If you're going on a boys' fishing trip
or
a boys' hunting trip or
whatever.
Something, is way different than doing a boys' week in Vegas.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is two different things.
Vegas is too much.
It's too much temptation. Mm-hmm. If you know your guy's locked out in the cabin in the woods for a week with a bunch of guys getting smelly, not bathing, and killing stuff, you're not worried that it's harming your, you know what I'm saying?
No, I got you. Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
And a girl's weekend down to Miami or whatever to tear it up, the husband's going to be worried the whole time.
Yeah.
It depends on where you vacation separately, what you're doing, I think.
Okay.
It's number six on the list, do something dangerous together. This we've learned from The Bachelor.
This is great.
This is really what we've learned from The Bachelor. When you know, bungee jump together or something, that adrenaline, that gives us like sense of, I feel alive when I'm with you.
And I did it with you.
And this edge of danger. They also suggest doing something kind of silly, like, you know, going to maybe a little dangerous part of town. Ooh.
Not even dangerous, but what I found when I date someone, what I love to try and do is to do something to get you both uncomfortable. So it might not be something where your life's at stake, but it's something that you're both kind of out of your element, even if it ends up being kind of a disaster. And that could be as simple as like trying some weird, bizarre restaurant, you know, something weird that you both can laugh about, even if it turns out to be the worst experience. Yeah. It's a good thing to bond with.
Yeah.
But like I said, bachelor's great dating advice if you look at it the right way and doing something dangerous. And this proves it helps your marriage, too.
Okay.
Number seven, renew your vows. Do it every year, like Heidi and Seal, Mariah and Nick, every year?
Out.
That's overkill, because then it's like, why are we doing this again?
Do like an anniversary, like 10 years.
See, the thing is, if you're doing it because you got to do it or because you said, okay, we're going to do this every year, then it becomes an obligation.
Yes.
But if it's like a spontaneous idea, like, hey, you know what we ought to do? Let's renew our vows. That's kind of a different thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Number eight, play on a recreational sports team together. I can't discourage this highly enough.
Really? I did this and Kinsey loved it.
Uh-uh. With you.
She played on a kickball team with me.
And how did that go?
Great. And she played on a dodgeball team with me.
There was never any problems.
No.
It depends, though, because I'm competitive. So when you date someone and you try and work out with them sometimes, you fight.
Yeah.
When you're competitive. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you're on the same team. You know, you got to. That's how you go into it.
All right, come on.
Number nine, put makeup on each other. I think that's just, you know, being kind of silly and letting him see what you have to go through and having him appreciate all you do to look so pretty. And plus, it's just kind of silly. Number 10, pretend you're in junior high. Be silly. Make prank phone calls on your buddies. You know, build a teepee. Build a fort out of sheets. You know, stuff like that. And camp out in the living room. Just do some silly stuff. Be silly together. I think that's the lesson there.
You could take the sheets and then put the fan, you know, the box fan over them, and then turn on the fan. It'll blow up the sheets
for
you.
See, fun stuff. Now, here's some things you should avoid.
Those were tips for a healthy
marriage. Strengthen your marriage. Okay. Things to avoid: inviting someone else into the relationship. I think you know what I mean by that.
Okay.
Instead of two, it's three. Don't do that.
Every guy's.
Take a cross country road trip together.
Oh, heck no.
I'm telling you, when I used to do this with my now ex-husband, we would drive to South Carolina from Texas. Said. Before we crossed the border from Texas into Louisiana, we were broken up.
Yeah.
We managed to work it out and get back together
by the time you were in Texas.
We had the most awful fights. Buy a timeshare. Don't buy a timeshare. Don't do home improvement projects together.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
I can see that.
Don't.
No.
I like a sexy man that can actually do stuff.
But that's him doing it, and then you watching or bringing him a beer once in a while.
It says, I don't know why, but they say don't succumb to peer pressure and run a marathon. A lot of times, couples together in the new year, they try to do something like that. Running a marathon, that's just... No. That's
do like a mud run. Those are fun because you could take your time.
Those are very specific don't-do things.
Yeah.
But anyway, there you go. Good luck on your marriage in 2015.
We have a complete list up at KidNation.com if you want to check that out, along with the misheard lyrics we just did and Kelly's top names of people that will get pregnant this year.
That's funny. I don't know why that made me laugh.
It is funny.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I have a dream.
If you've always had a dream to do something, and it doesn't matter how big or how small, we want you to go to KidNation.com and let us know what that dream is, because we want to help you.
Uh-huh.
We want to see if we can make that dream happen. And we're going to actually start making those dreams come true on MLK Day, which is on January 19th. So if you go to KidNation.com right now, tell us what that dream is.
Very cool.
And we'll try to pick some here and there and make it happen for you. We've done.
I think the one that sticks out of my head the most is the guy that climbed to the top of Kilimanjaro. And I think it sticks out of my mind the most because he tried to do it once before and he failed, but he didn't give up. He still wanted to conquer that.
And he did it.
And he did it.
And he put the Kid Craddock Morning Show flag
sign
up there.
Yeah, wrap on the top.
Oh, remember when we had the three people come in and pitch ideas to Mark Cuban because he's on Shark Tank? And, hey, that could change your life.
Sure.
One little meeting with Mark Cuban, and he says, I'll give you money.
I went with a girl whose dream was to feed bears.
Mm-hmm.
We found a rescue sanctuary nearby, and I wanted in on that, so we went and fed some bears Fig Newtons. It was so cool.
Al, you rode the roller coaster with that lady who was deathly afraid of them?
Deathly afraid of roller coasters.
That was cool. I went with you for that one.
We conquered that fear. And then we had a guy, Jammin' Jay, that came in here and DJed a Flush the Format one morning, just live on the one and the two. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, there you go. KidNation.com, that's where you put your dream for us. But the Bachelor premiered this week.
Yep.
And some of the funniest things that come with The Bachelor are the drunk girls, of course.
Sure.
But you start noticing, you know, they put their name, their age,
so you can identify them. Yeah.
And their occupation. Mm-hmm. And somebody went around and started finding the dumbest fake jobs that have ever been on The Bachelor.
Oh, really?
Now, some of these are definitely fake jobs because they don't exist, or they're jobs that are made to sound a lot cooler than they actually are.
They fluff them up a bit because sometimes the girls
are unemployed.
They don't have jobs.
Right. Yeah.
They need to do something, so they take maybe like their college major and then make a job out of it.
You knew a girl that went on a dating show on the guy that looked like Prince Harry.
I want to marry Harry.
Yeah, I forget what she said they played her job up to be, but I think that because I know she was an artist and she was working in a clothing store and they made her do dog portrait. She did dog portrait.
Yeah.
So they played it up.
That she was a dog portrait artist. Because it's funnier.
Yeah,
it's much better that way.
Right.
She could have been a doggy removal specialist, a doggy residual removal specialist if she's a pooper scooper.
Exactly.
Yeah, they on The Bachelor, they had that girl whose profession was dog lover.
Dog lover.
And she had the dog with her the entire, a different dog. I think she was just trying to promote
that was
animal
Kelly,
adoption or something.
That was Kelly from season 18 who was a dog lover, a.k.a. the single for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
No job. And really pretty girl.
Yeah, just kind of quirky.
Or how about Britt from season 9 who said she's a beer chemist, a.k.a. a bartender.
But a beer chemist. That makes
like
gives you an idea. She's like in a lab somewhere creating new beer
flavors.
Makes
it sound like you got a PhD or something.
Yeah.
Beer chemist.
Internet entrepreneur. That was Lindsay from season 16 of The Bachelor.
So she's just good at Googling or what?
Yeah, she sells stuff on eBay. She'd be putting
Craigslist.
She'd been putting stuff on eBay. That's what she's doing.
That's hilarious.
Socialite. That was Erica Rose from season 9.
That's her name. I mean, that's her
that
occupation.
That means unemployed rich kid.
That means she's a party girl, and she goes and gets free drinks from dudes.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorority recruiter. That was Peyton from season 10.
I did that.
A.K.A. still in college, hanging out at the sorority house.
Sorority recruiter.
Sorority recruiter. I'm pretty sure the sororities recruit themselves,
Why couldn't
right?
they just say, like, college student? Because that's fine.
Right.
Yeah. Former Miss Illinois. That was Catherine from season 10, a.k.a. aspiring model. I'm still unemployed, but I'm former Miss Illinois.
Looking for a rich man.
That was her title, was former Miss Illinois?
Yeah.
Got to hold on to that pageant title.
Yeah, they got one now on this season that it says former NFL cheerleader. Like, I don't know when she was. It could have been 5 years ago.
It doesn't tell
ago,
you when it
10
was.
10 years ago, whenever it was. But that's what she's known for.
And these all are probably the same right here. Menswear buyer, apparel merchant, boutique sales worker, fashion sales rep. You work retail.
Yeah.
Work retail.
But it sounds way cooler when you say it that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Salesperson.
Yeah. How about donated tissue specialist? That was Regan from this season.
Yeah.
They introduced her. She came in with a fake heart.
She was a cadaver tissue saleswoman.
Yeah. Donated tissue specialist.
You know,
she carries hearts and coolers.
Somebody's
got to
do it.
She shot herself in the foot when she showed up with a cooler with a heart in it.
It was weird.
Gross. It was a fake heart, but still it was gross.
Yeah.
Casino marketing rep. That was Emily from season 13.
So that's a hot girl that the casino pays to come hang out.
Yeah, dress a little slutty and get some numbers and get them in VIP. Or so they claim. Wow. I've never gotten VIP.
Well,
I always got to pay a cover out. Jumbotron operator. That was Paige from season 17. She was on the Kiss Cam once.
My first job was communications distribution. That was Paperboy.
Oh, how about Paperboy? What was it again?
Communication distribution.
See, that sounds cool. I would have never been able to guess that was your handing
specialist.
Out newspaper.
Then you put specialist at the end of it, too.
This was the girl that got super drunk in this week's episode, Tara.
Yeah.
Sport fishing enthusiast, a.k.a. the one person that watches the fishing on TV.
No.
Yeah, because
she
you're an enthusiast.
She probably just has an aquarium.
Enthusiast means you're a fan, right?
That's your hobby.
Yeah.
So what is her job?
Exactly.
We don't know?
She watches it on TV.
Drinking.
She works at a pet store.
Or Lucy. You remember Lucy from Juan Pablo season?
Yeah, but...
Who said she was a free spirit?
Yes, and she did,
That was her occupation? Free
homeless.
Is she homeless?
I mean, that's what
She was barefoot all the time.
Yeah, once you start digging deep into it...
Free spirit. She's living on somebody's couch.
Unemployed or homeless.
Weird.
Yeah, slightly. Let's take some calls. We want you to give us your
a very colorful description of what your job actually is. And we'll try and guess what it is.
Yeah.
800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's see how good we are.
All right.
At deciphering these jobs.
All right. We're going to guess.
All right. Let's kick it off here with Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How are you all today?
You sound professional.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, Ryan?
Yeah, give it to us.
All right. I am a stub-toe taxi driver.
A what?
Stubbed toe taxi driver.
A stubbed toe taxi driver.
Taxi driver.
Do
Do you drive one of those the bike cabs on the bike?
A pedicab?
I do not.
Oh!
Okay, so stub toe.
Well,
so he obviously transports something.
Yeah.
Stubbed toe.
I know what it is now. Oh. Hold on, can I guess again since you guys
don't
want to?
What?
Do you drive an ambulance?
I am a paramedic.
Yeah! Because they hurt their toe, so he's driving them to the hospital.
We frequently get called that because sometimes people will call 911 just for a stubbed toe.
Okay.
That is great.
I had no idea.
I would really. Okay. I mean, you're a lifesaver.
Yeah,
you
Ryan, your job
is
legit.
You got to play that up.
A paramedic.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
That is great, Ryan. Are you working right now?
I actually am on shift right now.
Oh, okay. Let me hear the siren.
No, Al, he'll get
you. I'm not in the ambulance.
Oh.
Yeah. Like he's working, but he's not
like
in the ambulance right now.
He just cruises it around.
Sometimes they just hang out and wait.
I did when I drove limousines. I just cruise it around sometimes. I thought he might be riding.
All right, Ryan, be safe out there, buddy.
We don't just go patrolling the streets. Thanks,
yeah.
Guys.
All right, bro.
Yeah, they don't just patrol. Can you imagine if you had to patrol in an ambulance? All right, let's find somebody that's hurt on the street.
You never know. All right.
All right, let's go. Let's go again. Okay, stub toe cab driver, paramedic. Hannah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're playing Guess Your Job.
What's your job, baby?
I am a Dallas Domesticus sales associate.
A Dallas
Domesticus.
You sell
cleaning product.
Fill in the blank. Anything.
Are you a real estate?
You sell that eyelash extension stuff. You sell cleaning product. You sell something. You're a multi-level marketing.
What is it?
Plexus.
Surprisingly, I only work at Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
So what
now
was
explain the title.
What was your description again?
Gallus Domesticus Sales Associate. That's the scientific name for chicken.
Domesticus?
Domesticus.
I thought she meant she was a stay-at-home mom that did something on the side.
How do I
look at that. Did you
I never knew that was a scientific name for poultry.
Where'd you learn that, Hannah?
Well, I used to take chemistry.
Oh, okay.
And when I did, they taught us scientific names for animals. And I thought, when I heard y'all saying, describe your job, I thought, well, let's just look up the scientific name of a chicken.
Yeah.
Because that's real creative, and they would never guess that.
Hannah, you're genius.
You know what I love about the people that work at Chick-fil-A?
What?
My pleasure.
All
my
the
pleasure.
Time, yeah.
That's my pleasure. They always have to say that.
Is that part of the, part of the MO? Okay. Huh.
So, Hannah,
I have to say that all the time.
If I go order a chicken sandwich, I can say, can I get a Domesticus sandwich?
Sure.
And I'll say, my pleasure.
And it's Gallus. Gallus Domesticus.
Gallus Domesticus.
Gallus Domesticus sandwich.
Okay.
Thank you, Hannah. That was great.
All right.
That sounded
something
legit.
Today.
I did.
Gallus Domesticus.
Gallus, okay.
Gallus Domesticus. Look at us learning
Gallus
stuff.
Gallus Domesticus.
All right, let's do one more. Amanda, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're trying to guess what you actually do based on a really fancy title you gave your job. What is your job?
All right. My job is that I'm a safety engineer.
Safety engineer.
Your lifeguard.
No, that's not correct.
Safety engineer.
Stay-at-home mom of a toddler.
You teach CPR.
I oversee the structural and interior integrity of a building, and I also ensure that all personnel are wearing the correct safety gear at all times.
Oh, you work for OSHA?
And, I'm sorry?
You work for OSHA?
No.
No, I'm one of the people there. We're pretty close. I am a stay-at-home mom of three little boys.
You gotta protect everything.
Make sure everybody's wearing the right uniform. Make sure everything is up to code.
All right.
Stay-at-home mom. What was the job title again, Amanda? That was good.
Safety engineer.
I love that. Stay-at-home mom. That sounds so much cooler that way.
Yeah, try it at the club.
See, it's so awkward when people ask what I do, if someone asks you at dinner, because I feel too hoity-toity being like, I'm a co-host on a
radio show. I don't.
I say I talk. I say I talk, and they're like, you talk? I'm like, yeah, I talk, like, for a living. I talk.
No, I'm a co-host. I'm a morning personality. I love... Ask me what I do, I'll tell you.
Awkward.
Are you who I... Yes, I am. I'm Kelly Raspberry on the radio and TV.
I'm a verbal linguistics specialist.
You got it right.
Co-host.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Jenna, you took your mom on a surprise vacation to swim with some pigs.
Yes.
Not men.
That's well, there were some pigs there.
Really?
And pigs. Yeah. No, my mom had never been out of the country, so over the Christmas holiday, I had her get a passport and said... we're going somewhere, pack for the beach and pack light. And I took her to the Exumas, an island chain in the Bahamas. It was really a trip of a lifetime. I have photos at kidnation.com. Pretty hard to put into words. Swimming with pigs, swimming with sharks, feeding endangered lizards. Kind of a crazy trip. And it was really just for her and I to spend some quality time together. But, you know, there were some other people there with the same thing in mind.
Right.
Of course.
And this is what's crazy. Guys just really go all out sometimes with their pickup lines. They either, you know, they try too hard or they insult you. I'm really not a fan of the super insult.
Well, look,
sometimes when you insult a pretty girl, you think you're going to get her.
But when you're on vacation, nobody knows anybody. So you can become whoever you want. It's the beautiful thing about being wherever you are on vacation.
So you're out and about during vacation and you hear,
"Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?"
Yeah, that's the thing. We actually had met a really nice group of people, a woman and her husband, and his guy friend and her dad, and so we ended up, this is a very small island, like 2 miles. You eat at the same restaurant every night. So my mom and I are waiting for dinner and we're socializing with this group that we met. This guy comes up out of nowhere, rudely interrupts this conversation.
Local or also a tourist?
No, his name was Gerald. Gerald kind of looked like he was from the Jersey Shore, but he lived in Miami.
Oh, okay.
If that's a good description. Really, you know,
slick.
No hair.
Oh, okay.
Bald.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, Al, but he just wasn't, you know, his whole, like, fake suaveness wasn't really my thing.
Affliction
anyways.
Swimsuit?
Did they make those?
That's the thing. He was definitely, like, rich guy, Jersey Shore, Miami. Probably in his mid to late 30s.
So Tommy Bahama.
So he comes up and he says, "Excuse me," loudly, which was weird. He goes, "I'm sorry to interrupt." And he goes,
"It was polite."
I guess so. We were in the middle of a conversation that he wasn't a part of. So the whole group hears this. He goes, "I notice you have psoriasis on your back."
Oh, wow.
And
I saw a commercial for that, Jenna.
Wow. The thing is, I did have a rash on my back, and I wasn't sure, and I had my bathing suit on, you know.
Maybe he's a doctor.
That's not Jenna. Not,
that's not you?
That's Shannon.
Oh. I'm looking at the picture on Kid TV.
That's not me.
That's not Jenna.
Maybe
that's
he's not a me. I'll show you.
Maybe he's a dermatologist.
I think that's just a Google image of psoriasis.
Oh, I was going to say, you poor thing. That was awful.
Does psoriasis hurt?
So
yes, this is the thing. Psoriasis is, Kim Kardashian has psoriasis. That is a very painful condition. My grandma has it. Cracked skin, very hard to get rid of. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I was wondering what my rash was. And kind of, you know, that's kind of embarrassing if someone calls you out for a rash or something. And so I just said, but I was, you know, I was very polite back. And I just said, "Oh, okay." And he goes, "Here, can I get your phone number?" He goes, "Because I have it and I've treated it and I know the solution." So we started going.
Okay.
And then I'm kind of sitting there.
Just trying to help.
And I didn't even really realize. I'm like, is this guy hitting on me by calling me out for a rash that he also has? He starts showing me his psoriasis, which
maybe
is even
he was just
weirder.
Really sympathetic.
Yeah,
he did it all wrong.
Maybe it wasn't a hit on. Maybe he was really wanting to help.
Of course. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I have psoriasis. That's severe. So I give him my phone number because I think he's trying to do the right thing.
Nice.
Right?
Okay, good. So it worked.
It worked for
him.
And
then the guy I had kind of become friends with, you know, in conversation, he looks at me and he's like, "That's so rude. That's the weirdest thing ever. That guy's just hitting on you." And I turned to him and I'm thinking this whole time, I think I just have a rash from the tanning bed. Like, I have white spots on my back and I had gone to the tanning bed before my vacation.
Yeah.
You know, and there's this tanning bed fungus you can get.
Yeah.
And so for me, you know, like diarrhea of the mouth, I say, I thought that I just had a tanning bed fungus. So I've learned that if you tell a guy you have a fungus that's contagious, that's a quick way to get him to leave you alone.
Yeah.
So he walks off.
Uh-huh.
And then a few days ago, I get a text from Gerald asking what I'm doing. Like, if I want to come hang out in Miami.
Guy
was just hitting on me, talking about my rash.
So he didn't have a psoriasis cure?
No.
Liar.
Yeah.
Did you say, "I'm just sitting here trying to treat my fungus"?
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Fungus is worse. It spreads.
Girls, I'll tell you, if a guy that you do not want to talk to hits on you, you tell him you have some sort of contagious fungus.
But he still texted
you. He could have come back with, "Awesome, I'm a fun guy myself."
There you go.
Al, do you have any go-to pickup lines?
No.
That is not a good one.
I hadn't picked anybody up in a while. One?
You always have to have some.
No, psoriasis, that's not a good one.
No, I mean, well, some guys have the theory of you kind of insult a girl, you know, that might throw them for a loop. Instead of telling them how pretty they are, you tell them, I tell this to girls all the time, and it's not an insult. I say, you know, you remind me of my mother.
Mm.
And
old.
Some girls don't. Yeah. Some girls exactly. don't really like that.
No.
But I mean it as a compliment. If you're like.
So you want to make out with your mom is what you're
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. We don't take that because we automatically think friend zone or something. Yeah. Because why would you be hitting on your mother?
Like, baby, yeah. your dandruff is.
No, you got to give them something like, Kelly, if you were a fruit, you'd be a fine apple.
Mm. Well, what? My name is a actually fine. Raspberry, so wouldn't I be a member of the Berry family?
I don't know.
So
I don't know your last name. I just met you.
I think pickup lines just don't work on us, do they?
Or maybe a little bit of an insult, like
I don't like the insult.
I don't either.
But I know a lot of guys that do it.
I like a guy that just came. I remember one time I'm sitting at a bar with my girlfriends waiting, because you can't get the bartender's attention. And this guy caught my eye and just smiled at me so brightly.
Yeah.
And then he came around the bar, made an effort, and came up to me after we locked eyes, and he said, "I just want you to know," he said, "you've got like this." He said, "What was it? Not seize the day." It was like not carpe diem or something like that. He's like, "You just got like this great spirit, and I just wanted to come over and I noticed you in this bar," and it just like it made me automatically even more energetic, light up even more. It's like, really, I just like somebody that's just.
Did you go home with him?
No, but he got my
number.
Did
he turn out to?
He got my number and we talked a few times, and it just on the phone and stuff. It didn't work. You could just tell we're not vibing.
Right.
But I mean, he came.
Just
he went,
honest.
Made eye contact and came all the way around the bar, and he's like, "I just like your energy."
Because you claim to have resting bee face.
I do, and so that was a real big thing for me. It's like, I'm putting out a good energy.
Yeah.
I like the compliment. This one guy hurt my feelings so badly one time. He said. He was trying to compliment me, I think, and he said something because he was a listener, and he said, I would date you if you weren't so much older than me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.